Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ken Crewley with PoliticsAndStuff.com is with us on the WBEN Troker College Live Line. It appears Mayor Brown is headed for OTB, although it's not finalized yet, but Ken, you saw this coming. You've been reporting on this for quite a while. Do you think it's a matter of days or weeks before we see the mayor accept the offer and step down?
I think it may be weeks, but not a lot of weeks. I think it's probably going to be the early part of October. The mayor needs to get a gaming license from the State Gaming Commission, which I assume will be a simple thing for them to put together, and have to tidy up some things. But I would think we're probably looking at maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks at most.
You know, it's been talked about for a few months now, this OTB position. The idea of the mayor leaving office has been talked about for at least a couple of years at this point, Ken. Still, is this move surprising to you at all? You know, even given, all right, it's a significant pay raise, you know, personally, this would be good. The idea of somebody moving from City Hall, being the mayor of Buffalo, to the OTB, which, Ken, when I think of the OTB, I think of the little box on River Road.
Yeah, well, that's sort of what OTB is. OTB has a little over 500 employees. Their budget is less than $40 million a year compared to Buffalo's $630 million a year. And so it's certainly a job with less stress. The constituencies that a mayor deals with in the city are not similar to the CEO at OTB, where their customers may have to decide whether to bet on a horse race or play the slots. So it's a considerably different thing, but I believe the mayor's decided it's time for him to move on. The job is available and will be available through the end of the year, and so that's brought on the move.
What do you think attracted Mayor Brown to this particular job?
I think that it was for the reasons that it's less stress. It's considerably less stress, and it's considerably more money. The job was advertised at between $280,000 and $320,000. which is, for starters, at least $100,000 more than the mayor makes right now. It's more than the governor makes and more than Supreme Court judges make. So I think that to be basic about it, it's not like it's there's some challenges there. There's some reforms that need to be done at OTB, and hopefully the mayor gets into that. But the pressure and the work involved is considerably less stressful than anything that exists in the city hall.
So the question as to what happens next, I think, is a big one. A lot of people would expect this to be fast and furious, right? Trying to see who the next mayor is going to be, who's lining themselves up, putting them in position. But Ken, you know, we know Chris Scanlon would take over. He's the Common Council president. He'll be acting mayor for a while, right? I mean, it could take some time here, or people at least have some time to think about what their move might be if they're interested in becoming the next mayor of Buffalo.
Well, Scanlon will be the mayor, assuming that he wants to be, through the end of next year. That's the way the charter is written in the city. And so that sort of settles that part of it. He'll certainly be a candidate for mayor next year when the normal cycle of electing a mayor is coming up. He's got to put a citywide campaign together. He's raising some money. He's got over $100,000 in his account at the moment. But the other thing is that he's got a day job to do, which is being mayor. And that's going to be very, very challenging because the city is facing between a $50 and $60 million hole in their budget for the next fiscal year, which has to be put together by next April. So all of this is going on simultaneously. And Scanlon will fall into that. He won't be the only candidate, but I think that he's going to have to hit the ground running really fast.
Yeah, and it's really putting a big focus already on the upcoming mayor's race. Besides Scanlon, who else is lining up?
I expect State Senator Sean Ryan to get into the race. He seems to have indicated that. I expect at least one or two other candidates. It's possible that perhaps Zanita Everhart, who's a new member of the Common Council, might run. I'm not sure what the thinking is on that, but I would be surprised if it was only Scanlon and Ryan in the race. I would expect that there'd be at least three candidates and maybe one or two more.
And then you have the, all right, so if Sean Ryan runs, what comes with that state senate seat? And we already had this kind of playing out, Ken, when Brian Higgins did something similar, left his office before the term was up, and you had Tim Kennedy, all right, moving over, running for Congress, winning that election. Is this maybe the biggest period of changeover or, you know, moving parts or confusion in Western New York politics as there's been in a long time?
Certainly in a long time, yeah. I mean, we're talking about all these things happening within a year, year and a half cycle, and I would expect that things are going to be moving very fast. As far as Sean Ryan, if he does run, if he is elected, then he would take office in January of 26. He would resign his Senate seat, and then there would be a special election for the Senate seat sometime early in 2026. So that'd be at least one more piece to the puzzle. If somebody who's already in office somewhere runs, that creates another part of the dominoes in all this picture. So it's certainly a lot of moving parts in this situation.
Yeah, there really are. You know, I'm wondering, is South Buffalo going to be shortchanged while Chris Scanlon is acting mayor?
Well, I believe that the council or the city charter provides that Scanlon's seat is left vacant so that he could go back to it. There is some talk. I've seen Councilman Glombeck on TV talking about maybe changing the law to appoint at least a temporary representative for South Buffalo, because there's a lot of big things that are going to be happening budget-wise and otherwise in city government over the next few months. And I would think that the folks in South Buffalo would want a representative. So where there's a will, there's a way. I would think that the city charter might be changed at least to accommodate the current situation, because the other council members probably wouldn't want to leave the South District unrepresented for an entire year or more.
Well, lots going on, and Ken, we thank you for helping us keep up to date with all of it. Ken Crooley, political analyst, joining us live here on WBEN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.